Breaking away from the draft momentarily, though, this article came across our desk, the ranking of the NFL stadium experiences. And Lucas Oil Stadium, home of the Indianapolis Colts, the number one stadium experience in the NFL. That's according to StadiumJourney.com, a website that deals with stadium experiences for all sports. On the line with us live, the co-founder of StadiumJourney.com, Paul Swaney. Paul, thanks for coming on the air with us tonight. How are you?
I'm good, John. Thanks for having me on.
We really appreciate it. Tell me about StadiumJourney.com. What's the website all about?
Well, our goal is to go out to different stadiums and do a review of the experience with the goal in mind of trying to make recommendations and provide information to fans so that when they go out to a game, they can make the most out of their experience.
And these are fans who, I mean, there are people who just do stadium tours around the country. You know, guys try to go to every baseball stadium, every football stadium. Is it geared towards them, or is it geared towards just everyday fans who are, you know, making their way around a couple of different venues?
Well, I think both. I hope that it appeals to those sort of travel junkies that get out there and go see the entire country. But, you know, I also hope that it is helpful for someone who only goes one or two games the whole year. In fact, those people, you know, they really want to make the most of their sporting dollars. So I hope that we can help provide some information and make sure that they have as good a time as possible.
Paul, not just on the football side or the NFL side, but what can folks find on StadiumJourney.com? What sort of information is there for them?
Well, just about every sport you can think of. We cover minor leagues and college, pro sports, lacrosse, tennis, rugby. We've got about 1,825 different venues in 40 countries around the world at this point.
And who does the ratings? Who goes to each of these stadiums to provide the content for the website?
We've got a network of writers, about 100 writers around the world, who sort of focus on their particular region, and they'll go to every ballpark, stadium, arena within, you know, a couple hundred miles of where they live. And so that's how we cover most of our reviews.
I mean, I don't know how you probably do have a measure of the traffic on the website, but what sort of feedback do you get, and how interested are people in these stadium reviews that you put up?
I think very interested. I think sports fans, first and foremost, are passionate people. And next to me rating your own house, I think your favorite team's stadium is probably the second most important building in your life. So people take it very personally. They get really excited when we say good things. I occasionally get hate mail when we say bad things. And I think that's just a sign of how passionate sports fans are about their home buildings.
Fans grow attached to these places, don't they?
Absolutely.
You know, it's
especially a season ticket holder who's spending, you know, 81 games there for a baseball season or eight for NFL.
We had a guest on, I want to say a couple of months ago, Paul, who put together a kind of a coffee table book with pictures of every stadium in the NFL and college football stadiums included. And we got talking about the fact that for, well, decades now, there's been sort of a romanticism about baseball stadiums and fields of green and, you know, the baseball stadium experience. It seems to me only recently have people begun to look at football stadiums in almost the same light. Do you agree?
Yeah, I think you're right. The nice thing about baseball is the playing surface can be different. And so it allows opportunities to do things structurally that you can't necessarily for football. But at the same time, I think more and more NFL teams realize that the stadium experience, you know, the beauty of the building, all of the different extras that go into a game day presentation are important. And I think a lot more emphasis has been placed there, you know, especially given the rise of, you know, DirecTV and the NFL Sunday Ticket, things like that, that encourage people to stay home. I think NFL teams have been forced to really push the experience and make sure that it is appealing for fans to come out to a game.
That's a really good point. It's a really big problem and concern, I think, for the league, all of the league's teams. We're on the line with Paul Swaney. He's co-founder of the website StadiumJourney.com, and they have ranked the NFL stadium experiences. You developed a metric for rating the stadium experience. Paul, tell us about that.
Yeah, we look at every stadium, seven different categories. We look at the food and beverage that's served inside the stadium, the overall atmosphere of the stadium experience, which would also include, and this is especially important for Buffalo, the tailgating experience, the overall neighborhood where the stadium is located, the fans themselves, a category for access, which includes things like parking, traffic, the restroom availability, ability to move around a stadium. Next is the return on investment. Is it worth the price that you pay to go to a game? And then we have one last category that we call extras, That's just for anything else that's kind of special about a venue that doesn't neatly fit into one of those categories.
And all those categories are equally weighted. Is one more important than the other?
When we do these ranking lists, like the NFL Stadium Experience list, we rank we average them all out equally, mostly because I think, you know, everyone has sort of a different perspective. One person might really care about the, let's say, the food in the stadium. Someone else may never eat the food in the stadium. So rather than try to decipher what is most important to everyone, we do it sort of an equal average across the board.
Okay, so ranking the NFL stadium experiences, Paul Sweeney's website did that, stadiumjourney.com. What's the number one, what was last year the number one stadium experience in the National Football League?
So we had Lucas Oil Stadium, home of the Indianapolis Colts, is number one. It was close, though. We had them actually tied with Heinz Field. We use as a tiebreaker the ratings of our members. We call that a crowd score on the website. So in this case, Heinz Field and Lucas Oil were tied for best venue in the NFL.
What? And I've been to Lucas Oil Stadium for games and actually for the combine for several years. But in the view of your rankings, what makes Lucas Oil Stadium number one?
Well, they've got a great downtown location, but I think the thing that the Colts do better than any NFL team is they train their staff, and their staff are as knowledgeable and friendly as any staff, not only in the NFL, but I would say in all of sports that I've experienced. And so I think that's a real key, and that sort of is a sort of the ground floor for a good stadium experience.
I agree with you. Actually, I do agree with that. But let me raise this minor quibble, and I like the stadium. I mean, I've worked there a lot. And I love downtown Indianapolis, but even at Lucas Oil Stadium and even in its predecessor, RCA Dome, Hoosier Dome, it seems to me the Indy fans are a little bit docile. It's kind of quiet in there. And then with the dome closed, they can make a lot more noise than they do. What do you think?
Yes and no. I think the positive side or the positive way to look at that is they tend to be more friendly to visiting fans than some other venues.
Yeah,
so
I agree.
I see that as a plus.
You think that's a plus? Okay.
They also, and I don't have a way to measure this, and I'm not sure if anyone has, but it seems to me like the Colts have more jerseys per capita in their fans than anyone else in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
I swear everyone in there is wearing a blue jersey when I go there.
What's number two on the best stadium experiences in the NFL?
So we had Heinz Field at number two, and again, we had it tied by our official ranking, so really our members decided the Colts over the Steelers. Heinz Field, you know, I think the thing that they do really, really well is they really show off the history of that franchise. And, of course, they've got a lot of history to brag about. But I think one of the things that they do best is really show everyone those, you know, the Super Bowl trophies are on display. They're easy to see. And it's real easy to sort of suck in that history when you go into Heinz Field.
Paul, where does Ralph Wilson Stadium, right across the parking lot here in Orchard Park, where does that rank on the best stadium experiences in the league?
So we've got Ralph Wilson at number 21 this past year.
Okay, tell me why. What's your review of Ralph Wilson Stadium?
Well, the biggest negative for Ralph Wilson Stadium, you know, it's an old stadium. It could use some upgrades, but I think the neighborhood certainly hurts the overall stadium score when we look at Ralph Wilson Stadium.
What do you mean by that?
Well, just that there's less to do than, let's say, a downtown venue. Mm-hmm. There's less for a fan who might be there for more than just the game.
I got that. I know you're aware of this because I read it on the website. The stadium itself, now 41 years old, is in the midst of a major renovation project. I just came across, they sent out an internal email. You know, there's more than 600 construction workers here on a daily basis, fully involved in the renovation project. It's going to be kind of a new-look stadium starting this September. You're aware of that. I know I read it on the website, right, Paul?
Yeah, we're excited about that. And one thing that we've pledged to do for all four of the major sports is we're going to revisit every single year. So we will have a new review of Ralph Wilson once the renovations are complete.
One of the things that your ratings on Ralph Wilson Stadium that got pretty high marks was the tailgate experience, the atmosphere here in Orchard Park.
Yeah, so you can look at it as a plus or minus, I guess, depending on how you like to enjoy a game. On the one hand, you know, there's not that downtown location. On the other hand, there's, I think, like 15,000 parking spots around the stadium, so there's plenty of room for tailgating, and God knows they've got some of the best tailgating around when you go up to Buffalo.
Yeah.
So That's definitely a real plus, and I think it helps set the tone for the day overall.
Yeah. Paul, what's at the bottom of the list? What's number 32 on the list of the best stadium experiences in the NFL?
Well, we had at the very bottom was FedEx Field, home of the Redskins.
Thank you. I agree. It's brutal there.
It's just so dull. And, you know, we talked about Pittsburgh and how they really show off their history. You know, the Redskins are another team with a ton of history, and it just doesn't shine through when you go to a Redskins game. There's just something flat about that experience.
You know, and this is a personal pet peeve of mine. You know, the radio booths for us to work, to call play-by-play, you know where they are at FedEx Field? They're in the corner, way down in the corner. I can't see the other end of the field. It's brutal.
Yeah, I'd love to do – I get requests from people saying we should do reviews based on the press box or the, you know, the food that they serve the press. But I guess that's another list for another time.
I know on your website you have reviewers, right? I guess members of StadiumJourney.com, kind of. What's that all about, Paul?
Well, for the reviewers, I spend quite a bit of time trying to recruit people that go on the sorts of trips that you're talking about, that go on trips to see every single stadium. And, in fact, one of our writers last year went on a road trip where he was on the road for 119 days and saw a game at every single NFL stadium. So I really do try to develop a level of expertise with our group of writers, and I think that's a real strength. But even so, most of our writers are going to one or two games at a venue before they do a review, so I really encourage people to get on the site and share their own experiences, you know, especially a season ticket holder who is just going to have perspectives that we'll never have in one or two visits.
I'm sure you probably, this is probably the reason for the website. It strikes me that as much as people like to talk about sports and their favorite teams, much of what we talk about is what it looked like, how it felt, what the stadium was like, how our seats were. That's a big part of people's experience in following sports, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. I think, you know, the memories you have are so much more than the visual part. It's, you know, how cold was it that day you went in December? Or what did you eat that was delicious that you still remember 20 years later? You know, just the smells of the stadium or the tailgating. I think all those senses go into the memories that you develop, and you carry those with you forever.
I agree. It's a great website, Paul. We thank you very much for coming on the air with us tonight to talk about it.
Thanks, John. I appreciate you having me on.
Paul Swaney, co-founder of the website StadiumJourney.com. StadiumJourney.com. They ranked the NFL stadium experiences recently. As you heard him say, Indianapolis Lucas Oil Stadium number one. Dead last is FedEx Field outside Washington. The Buffalo Bills in the bottom third, essentially, with the 21st ranked stadium. And I'd be curious to see after the stadium renovations going on right now. I would think the Bills stadium would get a boost up in the rankings. They're dealing with concession stands, access issues, moving around the stadium, a sense of history, access to the Bills team store. I would think that the Bills experience will move up when the renovations are complete. 600 construction workers almost every day here now at One Bills Drive. Pretty amazing.